USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris will head up the U.S. response to the situation at the southern border. Harris saying the surge of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border is challenging and complex, but needs to be addressed.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend it's not. It's a huge problem. And are we looking at overcrowding at the border, particularly of these kids?
Yes.
We've been in office less than 100 days. We're addressing it. We're dealing with it. But it's going to take some time. And are we frustrated? Are you frustrated? Yes, we are.
The FTC says about $382 million has been swindled from Americans through scams related to the coronavirus. As of Tuesday, almost 220,000 people have filed COVID-related fraud complaints since last January. USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
No sooner did the coronavirus relief checks start rolling out from Washington did cyber criminals come up with ways to steal your money. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
Threat intelligence lead Christopher Dawson of Proofpoint explains what typically happens.
We would see an email that has some sort of information or link or an attached document, for example, and folks would click the document because they would think that maybe they needed some information that was in this email, perhaps information about how to get the stimulus check, for example.
Victims are told they must fill out a form over the Internet that divulges private financial information.
Durable good orders are coming in lower than expected. A report out this morning shows orders for big ticket items built to the last 3 years or more fell 1.1% in February. Analysts had forecasts a 1.1% increase. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's predicted that about 10% of those once infected with COVID-19 could face serious and persistent symptoms. They're called COVID-19 long haulers. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Stephen Phillips and asked him exactly what symptoms are shown from these COVID-19 long haulers.
The symptoms are so broad. You know, a lot of it overlaps with chronic fatigue type syndromes. People have muscle aches, and they're having joint pains, and they're tired, and they're brain fog. Some of them are getting psychiatric symptoms. I have patients that are getting, you know, vascular symptoms I've seen as well. And the overlap between the chronic illness patients that I've seen for the last 25 years is absolutely uncanny, because these are the types of patients that I've been seeing. So it turns out that about one-third of COVID patients develop long-term symptoms, which is shockingly high, and it doesn't correlate with the severity of illness initially. So even people with mild or even asymptomatic illness at first are developing long-term symptoms, and it also doesn't correlate with age, young people. So not the traditional risk groups for mortality with acute COVID. It's all over the map in terms of who's developing long-term COVID. In terms of prognosis, we can talk further on that, but it really, I think, people have to get to the core of the matter rather than just treat the symptoms.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.